This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The UN Security Council is considering the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan's National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. In Hong Kong, protests continued Sunday. Police fired tear gas late Sunday afternoon to try to disperse the demonstrators. Similar protests were held Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people were killed and several injured after a rocket explosion on an Arctic naval test range in Russia. Authorities in Severodvinsk, 46 kilometers away, reported a rise in radiation levels. This is VOA News. Almost 50,000 opposition supporters rallied and dozens were arrested in Moscow on Saturday at one of the largest authorized protests since President Vladimir Putin returned to the Kremlin in 2012. Protesters crowded the streets where city authorities deployed a massive police presence, including officers in riot gear. More than 100 people were detained. In recent weeks, thousands have attended street protests calling for free and fair elections after the exclusion of several opposition figures from local Moscow polls next month, including allies of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Palestinians and Israeli police have clashed at a flashpoint, Jerusalem's holy site, as Jewish and Muslim holy days converge. Authorities say there was some commotion about gaining entrance to the site Sunday morning when Muslims were already worshiping. Some injuries were reported. The skirmishes broke out around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest place in Islam. Jews refer to the site as the Temple Mount, the holiest place in Judaism. Attorney General William Barr has ordered the Inspector General to open an investigation into financier Jeffrey Epstein's death in jail while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a statement, Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled to learn of Jeffrey Epstein's suicide and that it happened in federal custody raises serious questions that must be answered. The FBI is also investigating the death. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan Saturday morning. He was facing sex trafficking charges to which he had pleaded not guilty. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press Epstein had been taken off suicide watch at the end of July. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Saudi-led coalition launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government of Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi, temporarily based in Aden. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. Aden residents, however, told the French news agency there was an airstrike campaign against separatist camps in the city. Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Sunday when the blast happened. Witnesses said the tanker had been involved in an accident. For more news when you want it, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.